it's just, you feel like you're walking on ice too. But it's pretty pleasant weather being, it's not bad.
Give me that expression you mentioned the other day, that kind of crude expression for being real cold.
Cold as a well digger's asshole in January. That's one. How cold as a witch's titty.
Yeah.
cold as a well digger's asshole in January. I swear the girls know that one.
Really?
Better than cold as a witch's titty. Cold as a witch's titty, I don't know. That's a University of Texas expression.
Really?
Yeah. Well, kind of an oral field roughneck expression. Cold as kraut, that's another term.
Cold as what?
Cold as kraut.
Kraut.
K-R-A-U-T, you know the German. Yeah, you know the German cabbage kraut, the stuff that you eat, they say, well, damn, it's cold as kraut this morning. Yes. So that's nice language, you don't want to use anything.
Uh-huh.
Don't want to use bad words, so they say it's cold as kraut. Or it's cold as hell, or it's hot as hell, or either one.
I always wondered about that cold as hell. Kind of funny. Yeah.
It is. They use it for either kind of expression. Some of them just want to cuss a little bit, and they don't know what else to say. So they'll use the term for either kind of weather. Or they'll say it's wetter than hell.
You know, the only thing that I've ever read that you reconcile that expression, cold as hell.
Yeah.
In, I don't know if you've ever read it, you know, Paradise Lost and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, yeah.
In his description of hell, he describes part of it as being a vast frozen region. And I guess his idea of hell was that it consists of anything that's unpleasant. Severe cold, severe heat, you know, like that. So it, in that sense, it kind of works in.
Well, I suppose he is right. Actually, so far as the weather goes, being a Methodist, we don't believe there's such a place. I say we don't, some of them may, I don't know, but actually what the church puts out itself, it put out, you know, now some denominations do, for instance, the Episcopal Church, you know, when you give the Apostles' Creed, they'll say, talk about Christ was crucified, dead and buried. The Methodists say the third day he rose again from the dead. But the Episcopalians and Presbyterians, they'll say that he was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose from the dead and descended and ascended into heaven. I don't know. That's a difference in belief. Actually, Methodists don't think. If you ask a Methodist preacher, he'll tell you there's no such thing as hell. He'll say
I've never heard of a Methodist preacher that you could call one of these hellfire and brimstone
no,
types, you know.
They don't. Now, a Baptist preacher, they'll say, you're going to hell and burn. They'll say, you're going to hell and burn.
Yeah.
But, because they may be right, I don't know.
Well, in the Methodist doctrine, is there any form of punishment or like that in their
life? No, it isn't. They'll say the Methodists, they've got a long-winded expression. They say heaven is that realm in which the redeemed commune and fellowship with the Holy Spirit and the arisen Christ. The absence of that fellowship is hell. Now That's a Methodist explanation, word for word.
But there would be no suffering involved or anything
no.
like that?
No, they don't. Now, as a matter of fact, the Methodists take this position. When a person dies, they're dead and gone.
Yeah.